Hey baby, so sorry I missed your call. I was a little busy. So I'm just leaving you this voicemail. Listen when you're able, but knowing you, I'm certain the moment you got the notification of this voicemail, your fingers eagerly clicked it, right? Now here you are, listening to it. I said I was busy, and it's not entirely a lie. But it's not busy in the way you're thinking, right? It's true. I have been staying at work a little longer these days. I've been urgently meeting those hectic deadlines, and you know how that goes. And usually I do take a little longer to come back. And I know that you sit around at home so lonely and so hungry for me, right? But, there's something I think you should know. You're not the only one that gets fucking hungry for me. Yeah, those long hours I've been spending, in the office, so to speak. I've not really been working that whole time. Some of the time, yes, but let's just say I've had a hunger that's needed satiated that you can't quite provide. And it is a shame, but I have my needs, and if you can't meet those needs, then I gotta go somewhere else to get them, don't I? So, you know how I've told you I have that one really cute coworker? Oh, she's so cute. And I always fawn over her, and yeah, you know her? Yeah. Well, we've been devouring each other and enjoying one another in all sorts of ways, in ways that you cannot give me. Yeah, I know you're probably a little shocked to hear it. Although I can't imagine you're terribly shocked. I mean, who admires their friend and, well, not necessarily friend. I mean, we're friendly, but who admires their coworker to that extent, right? I mean, come on. Some of those comments I've made about her, the way that I would talk about how her figure drives me fucking wild. That's not a very platonic comment now, is it? I mean, I'm sure it could be, but not in this case. Because while you'd be asleep at night, and I'd be laying next to you, unable to fall asleep, fucking restless. Yeah, I'd be fucking myself thinking about her. And what of it? I was getting sick of holding it back, and one night I was finishing up an assignment, and she had a look in her eye. She approached me, and next thing I knew, our lips were touching, and we were kissing each other and making out and fondling one another, and it just kind of escalated from there, and it felt fucking incredible, mind you. I loved feeling her fingers touch me, and I really loved how she rubbed my clit. It was incredible. Her technique is nothing like yours. And don't get me started on her pussy eating. Are you sure you can call yourself capable of oral after how she's gone down on me? I don't think so. And you know the most pathetic part of this? I'm saying these somewhat hurtful things to you, and yet I know for a fact it's getting you rock fucking hard, isn't I know you, and I know how your body responds. I know you like it when I take control in bed. I love it. I love taking control of you, but to think you enjoy This kind of degradation is something else, isn't it? I know you're sitting there rock fucking hard. Maybe you're even touching yourself listening to this. But that cock in your hand could never pleasure me the way that she could. She's something special, and you're wonderful in your own way, don't get me wrong. But when I felt her pussy in my mouth, when she ate me out and me 69'd, or when we tribbed and rubbed our wet, eeky, greedy pussies together, it was unlike anything you've ever done with me. And that's not to say that I don't want to fuck you or that I don't love you. It's just, you know, she gives me something you can't quite give. And I know, despite me saying all of that, you want to fuck me so bad, don't you? I know that you're wanting to rub against me and plunge that cock into me, right? That's what you want? Do you think you're deserving? I think that's the important question. Do you think it's gonna feel as good as what my coworker can do to me? I guess we'll have to find out, right? See you in a few.